Stop 11, Dr. Johanna Zetterstrom-Sharp talks about equipment for making MRSIC.
My name is Johanna Zetterstrom-Sharp. I'm a curator and an academic based at UCL's Institute of Archaeology. I grew up drinking a lot of milk, the kind that comes in large white cartons and can be drunk straight from the fridge. My research has helped me realise that what I think of as milk, including how it tastes, what it looks like, and how I access it, is actually the product of a very particular Northern European cultural history and technology for processing and distributing milk based on industrial pasteurisation. However, the inequalities surrounding whose knowledge counts and the production of scientific expertise, enabled and legitimised through colonialism, has resulted in industrial pasteurisation dominating global policy narratives about what safe, nutritious, and clean milk looks and tastes like. In this case, there are three objects: a cup, a gourd, and a cleaning tool. They relate to the production of MRSIC, a thick and sour fermented milk drink made with charcoal. They were collected in the 1970s from a Kalenjin pastoral community living in Kenya. Fermentation is a vital technology for processing milk and making it safe to drink that's used by pastoral communities across the world because it doesn't require electric refrigeration. This is vital as pastoralist communities respect the abilities of their livestock to source their own food by roaming the landscape, and this means they need to be mobile. Milk is so valuable because processed in the right way, it's a nutritious drink that can be made and consumed on the move. It keeps really well in an udder. To the left of the case in front of you is a narrow container that was used to collect milk from a cow's udder. It's 21 centimetres high and 9 centimetres wide, and it's made from unpolished wood. It has a small looped handle on one side, made from animal hide, and the container is incredibly light, making it easy to transport. It's also decorated around the rim by burning and darkening the wood, highlighting how important both cows and milk are for this Kalenjin community. Once the milk has been collected, it's boiled and then carefully poured into a gourd or plastic container. In front of you is a small gourd that was used to store milk for a child. It's spherical in shape and just over 13 centimetres in diameter, narrowing to a neck at the top, making the whole gourd 18 centimetres long. The surface is tan in colour, smooth but slightly scuffed. A narrow hide strap is attached, running down the sides and across the bottom, forming a carrying handle at the neck, again adding to its portability. The lip is trimmed with a band of hide and attached to it is a cap to keep the milk from spilling. Like the container for milking, the cap is decorated, in this case with small red, blue and yellow beads. A really important part of the process of making MRSIC is preparing the gourd before adding the milk. To do this, the gourd is carefully cleaned out with a long stick, which is also used to add a fine layer of charcoal to the inside. At the front of this case is an example of one of these sticks. It's very thin, just over 90 centimetres long. It's made of a light brown wood with a smooth, polished sheen. At one end, it widens to about 4 centimetres, where it's slightly curved and darker in colour as a result of the charcoal residues. In Kenya, the inclusion of charcoal when making MRSIC is important because charcoal both prevents the growth of harmful bacteria and is believed to have wider medicinal qualities. So here we have a milk processing technology that serves the needs of the community who developed it, producing a safe, delicious, and nutritious beverage that can be made and consumed on the move. It's a reminder of the importance of respecting and valuing the knowledge and expertise that pastoralists have in managing and sustaining their landscapes, livestock, and the cultural, medicinal, and nutritional needs of their community, and of not assuming that the decisions we make about which technologies best serve our own health needs necessarily apply to someone else's.